Blog Talk Radio.
And our studio is the year of 2021. We are blessed to be able to say we crossed over into a new year, our friends and listeners, here on Send Forward. And I am excited what God is going to say today on the topic of the spirit of repentance, my friends. So I pray that you are ready for this message. It is a life-changing message for those who have ears to hear and who want to be able to walk into the change, the restoration for the year of 2021. I've been praying, I've been fasting, I've been crying out to the Lord, I've been repenting myself of things that I do not want to have a hold on my life here. And so I want to encourage those who have things they want to work on this year, things of their past, unforgiveness, things in their heart that they will get their lives right with God, because we are at a pivotal point in this day and hour, and we need to be in right standing with God, because there is such a tremendous judgment that has went out forth. And so we want to really go to the scriptures and see what God's word is saying about the spirit of repentance and why it's important for mankind to live a lifestyle of repentance. So before we go into the word, my friends, I always tell our listening friends, you know, to get your Bible, get your word out, get your paper, your pen, your iPad, your iPhones. And I want you to do the research for yourself. Don't rely on what you hear only from me, but take the time out and begin to read the word for yourself. Do the research, because it is important that one gains a true knowledge of truth and gain a greater understanding. I might can bring forth the beginning of it, but you may be the one who puts the middle portion together, and then someone else will bring forth the end. So we have to really put ourselves in a place of repentance for the year of 2021. What does repentance look like? Is getting our hearts right with God, turning away from those sins of our youth. The Bible speaks of those childhood sins, according to his word. And we have to be able to be real with ourselves. If we're doing things that we shouldn't be doing, it is a time to make an atonement for our sins, turning away, doing that 180-degree turn from thing that we used to do to the face and the heart of God. So I want, before we go into this message, I want to start off in prayer as we always do. Please bow your head, close your eyes. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for this time in history. We thank you for allowing us to live and breathe and have our being and be able to cross over into the year 2021. Lord God, we know many were not able or not fortunate to enter into this day, into this hour, to the season, but we pray for the loved ones. We pray for the people that they their lives have affected, and we pray that, Father God, that they will, the loved ones will continue to gravitate to things that were perfect, that were good, that were awesome, those memories that they shared with their loved ones from the year 2020. And we think that you would encourage those ones who lost their loved ones due to illness, sickness, afflictions, COVID, or any other illness. And we pray that, Father God, you begin to heal the soul, the heart of man. You begin to restore what was once done for evil, and you will turn it to good. So we pray, Lord God, that you will bless this ministry. You will bless our homes, our ministries, our businesses, our lives, our relationship, and our revelation with you, your word, your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for the Trinity of God, and we give you glory and praise and honor this day and forevermore. Amen and amen. Okay, friends and listeners, I'm going to just dive into the message. And I want to say that I really mean that today is a very special day for me because I really had a challenge today. And it's geared around repenting and being able to try to look past, you know, one's fault, one's sin. And the Lord put it on my heart to redo this message because this is a message that I've done before. And so we're going to do this. Today we will learn the truth about why men should live a life of repentance. Last week, again, like I just said, I had uploaded the same, not a message that you could hear. It was very static. And so it led me to have a renewed message. But now I see why, because God wanted this message to be the first message for the year 2001. Mainly because, beloved, 2021 is the year of forgiveness. Many, the Bible says, are the affliction of the righteous, but he shall deliver us from them all. That is from the Psalms, chapter 34, verse 19. Who other than David could have given us or told, better yet, explained to us his truth of what a righteous man or woman's life would be like? See, beloved, the Bible does not say many are the afflictions of the people, nor do it say many are the afflictions of our religious believers. But what the Bible does say is many are the affliction of the righteous. If you are always witnessing a friend or family member who is constantly being afflicted and you know they are considered a righteous person, this is talking strictly about them. You would be considered ignorant to blame them, to chastise them, to yell at them, because they are struggling with different afflictions. Also, this message is titled The Spirit of Repentance. First things first, a person cannot experience a life of repentance unless they themselves are righteous. See, we have to get ourselves back in right standing with God to be able to experience good does still exist. Righteous people know that God is available. He is able based on walking out a repentant take his life to see good things happen to righteous people. So true repentance is not something you can say, Lord, forgive me, but it's true meaning is putting away that sin that has kept the person away from being able to be at peace with their God. Again, like I said earlier, making a 180 degree going to repent, you must be willing to bring and see change to people. The word repentance, it has a word called ventola, means a summoning to a personal and absolute and ultimate unconditional surrender to the God of sovereignty. It includes one to feel sorrow and regret, but much more than that, my friend. In the beginning, although we may experience repentance based on a feeling, but as we grow over the years, we learn that true repentance is measured by mankind's responsibility to recognize where or what they have done wrong. The next part is regretting or remorseful for the pain and errors that were made. Then we come to the part where we must find ourselves with a way to resolve an issue, whether it's sin for the first time or a practice sin, we must make a conscious decision to turn away our. Now, this is where many people suffer the great judgment for their sins, because although they recognize their they've erred and they sin, but they do not consciously make the choice to choose God's way in the matter. The devil has tricked the body of Christ to believing that repentance is only about saying you're sorry and making a quick atonement for their sin by going to an altar and that's it, and saying you're sorry. But when the person is trying to make a relationship with God, or they decide to repent, they cannot leave God at the altar. You must allow the Holy Spirit to hasten you by showing you what you cannot do alone. And one thing we as believers must know, that we cannot heal ourselves. It is through the power and the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost that heals every man's soul. So let's get it clear. Although forgiveness is an outward expression, repentance is an inward expression that brings forth a serene change and remorse that causes one to put away what they guidance of the Holy Spirit. This is why many years I too had struggled with many of my sins, because I had never experienced true repentance. I was able to walk away from my sins. And if I be honest about sin, I could not stop without the Holy Spirit taking my hand after I had surrendered my will unto Him. Very important. This is a very key. The Holy Spirit cannot take over where you will not surrender over to Him. And yes, at first, you may experience fear, choice, and you have to choose to do what is right, what is best, so that you will be at a better standing. You will be considered in right standing with your God. You do not want to continue to try to cultivate your own forgiveness. Forgiveness is something that we can confess one to another. We can go to our surrender, God, our surrender, God. We can go to him and ask him for forgiveness. But we cannot leave him at the altar, my friend. We cannot get up from the altar and go and back into sin. Because the Bible says when Jesus blessed the woman and he healed her, that the woman said, go and sin no more. He knew that if he didn't warn her, tell her, she would have went back to her sin. After having such a great encounter with Christ, it is just an evil of our childhood. She'll see a little later. I'll bring that to you. That tends to keep repeating some of the same sins, because most of the time, our sins are things that we have picked up along the way, really, if we're practicing it year after year after year. And it makes it very hard for a person, not only to put away sin when they don't understand that putting away the sin is only done by true repentance, okay? So, in order for us to experience true forgiveness and understand how true repentance works, we must know what repentance really is. Acknowledge the sin. Two, confessing your sin. Okay? We want to make sure you not forget that. You have to confess your sin. Three, asking for forgiveness. We must ask for forgiveness for finding a way from the sin that is there presently in our life. Five, restoring the wrong doing, what was wrong done. Okay? We have to go back sometime. We send to a place where we need to pick, not only from an inward sense, but from an outward sense. We may have to go back and apologize for the wrong, the trouble, the pain that we caused. It has to be done to truly release us from the curse of that sin. I love this message because it proves the Lord always wanted mankind to always have a doorway and exit from sin. Pray to God, he helps us acknowledge our sin. Then he urges us to confess our sin. Then he allows us to begin to forgive us for our sin. This shows why we should put away our sin. And then he restores us from all our own doing about sin. Glory to the Most High God, is the Lord. When you are, you know, a parent, you know, and this is an example, it can become very challenging, my friend, at times. Because sometimes, you know, we feel that we are always the one that are pointing to our children the wrong they're doing. And, you know, if like most parents, we expect them to fix the problem and just stop it. And sometimes I have to keep saying over and over all day long, you need to stop this. You need to stop that. That is the same process that happens when it comes to repentance. But as an adult, we try to make excuses, just as children try to make excuses for the wrong thing, but it becomes a problem because if we do not what we're doing, the wrong that we're doing, we will ultimately become shipwrecked in the process. And that is important, you know. So if a person continues to make excuses and never stops making that decision, it will ultimately destroy them. They will become shipwrecked. And, you know, and it will not only affect only them, but the lives of us around them. That is why we have to grow up and to start learning and recognize and the areas where we need help, we need to go and repent and ask God to forgive us for not coming to him, for not trusting. are not obeying those areas of life where repentance is necessary. Midnight is important. Repentance is really, to me, it is a person that can be a person that can tie it. One example how we see in the scriptures by God on the temple. And it's in the day of Noah, we all in the scripture, God sent a flood that destroyed the people from the earth. And that is in Genesis chapter 8, verse 20. And this is what it says. And God said, never again will I curse the ground because of man or send a flood to destroy all living things, even though mankind's heart is evil from childhood. And God blessed Noah and his family, saying, be fruitful and increase in number. Okay? So it's important and fill the earth. Now, here's the thing. God, we witness a serene God making a acknowledging how powerful anger and wrath can curse and bring forth destruction. God came to peace, maybe not totally, but it looks like he made a decision and he recognized that the sins of the people were the evil sins of their childhood. And he stopped his own desire to destroy people because he loved his people ultimately. You know, we sometimes are critics on others and never are we able to accept our own or see our own mistakes. And so we will want to say that person, yes, oh, I want you to get it. I want you to be punished. I want that. We don't recognize that we're really in the same seat. We can be placed in the same seat of judgment as they can. So it's important that sometimes we have to really stand back and recognize that sin is something that it's not always looked upon in the beginning stages of it. It can be or just a habit or something that someone, you know, inherits, like a characteristic or some type of trait. But when you see it as something that constantly brings forth destruction, or it has a very evil sense in the process of it, you should be able to identify that this is not what God says we're supposed to be doing. We're not supposed to be hating one another. The Bible says we're supposed to love one another, you know. So I always try to share with my children is that you always pay attention to our own actions, because sometimes we're so hypocritical to say, oh, look what that person did and they're not living right or that person ain't doing this. But then what are you doing? Why are you still where you're at, you know? And sometimes we just have to ask God to forgive us from being hypocritical, from being judgmental, you know. I do believe that, you know, I found it in the scriptures, and I will do that on another message one day. But the Bible says that, you know, the righteous will judge this earth, okay? So we have the power to make judgment. And a lot of times we've been told, oh, no, you can't judge us. You can't tell us what to do. But no, the Bible says, yes, you can't do that if you're not righteous. See, the righteous has a very strong dunamis power that's within, because they have really pleased God. And so that's why I always try to talk about the righteous when I try to identify a child of God, a person who, again, like I said in the beginning, who have been suffering some type of affliction, you know, and that they've chosen to rely on the power of God to deliver them from it all, you know. And we don't always see that in the life of many believers. Many people can for their deliverance. But in Christ, in the Word, we trust in our God, who is our supreme God, that will bring forth that deliverance, that joy, and that peace in our life. So we don't have to go to someone of spiritual nature or who is forecasting the future, who is trying to bring information from another God or source other than the true and living God, you know. And God really has a problem, my friends, with those who are seeking other counsel, ways to counsel, ways to fix problems, ways to go around the spirit of repentance and just getting back right into the presence of God and letting God fix your life like He ultimately wants your life to be. The scriptures is also evident that God will not destroy the ground or bring forth plagues and sickness. He gives us a look at how mankind was evil and did many evil while they were children. See, this is why we as parents must correct and train our children from their sins of their childhood. I can honestly say when I was a child, you know, we did a lot of crazy things. We really didn't realize we were playing with different things. We were crossing, we were cursing, we were, you know, doing things. When I say cursing, not always really literally cursing out of our mouth, but we were swearing, you know, doing pinky finger curses, all kind of things that we were not aware of, but we were learning things from either our friends, from TV shows. We were watching stories. We were hearing things, and we would try stuff. One thing, when you're a child, you tend to try things without acknowledging there are consequences behind it. And sometimes we fell and we ran and we were disobedient. Our parents told us, oh, you can play over here, and we was playing over there. And your mama came out there with that twist, and she was getting it real, you know. You're going to get back over here, or you're getting in the house, okay? And so at the end of the day, we have to pay attention that there is truth. Many of our sins started at our childhood state. So let's go on why we must again repent. In these days that we're living in, repentance should be at the lips of all believers. We cannot approach the altar of God without asking for repentance. We are always making mistakes, and repentance helps us begin to identify our mistakes. That is so important. When you begin to live a life of repentance, God will begin to talk to your heart. He will let the Holy Spirit show you when you made mistakes when you were a child, in your youth, in your adult age. I can honestly say, you know, when I began to start repenting more, I started hearing more. You know, I started seeing more, and it made me be able to get right with Him. See, this is the time you have here, my friend, to do it now. You must get it right now. Don't wait till you're on the bed of affliction to try to get it right. It may be not enough time to do that. You know, the Bible don't say, you know, you're going to have one chance at it. It just says many are the afflictions of the righteous. The righteous have many problems. That's what I perceive of that. You know, they got many problems, you know. And they've been having problems for a long time, whether it's been through their forefathers, their own childhood sins, the cousin sins, generational curses. They've been having problems for a long time, but they have many. David, or the author, did not say that these people just was inflicted once. And a lot of people think that they're going to have a chance to fix it at the very break of time. And I come today to tell you, you might want to think again. So yes, it is what is necessary. Repentance is what is necessary. And we must listen to those who live a lifestyle of repentance. They have received great victories and many rewards from living a lifestyle of obedience. There's many stages growing, and we cannot stay in a premature state with the hope that it makes it's much easier for us to sin because we can claim we have no knowledge. So that's why we should not be judged. But there's a danger in thinking that God does not know when we have really learned from our mistakes or when we should have learned from our mistakes. And many people in this day and time, my friends, are living under what I've said before last year, under what we call a fixed judgment. The Bible has already fixed the judgment, and all you have to do is read it. If you're living in sin, you're fornicating, adultery, you're lying, you're stealing, you're covetous, you know, you're jealous, you're having all kind of problems, you are under a fixed judgment if you don't repent, my friend, of the sin before your time comes to stand before the Father. You have to get your life right now while you have a chance. And so we have to choose to move forward and repent. And it's so funny. The Lord put this in my spirit. That's why I believe that this was a message for the beginning of the year, because many people always make a New Year's resolution, and with their list of things they want to do, they always say, "I want to this year, I want to do that." Many people put a list of things they don't want to do this year, you know, and that's really what repentance is about: making a list of things you don't want to do anymore, and beginning to repent from those things so that God can deliver you from it all. He can deliver you from the things on your life, but you've got to make the initiative step, take the initiative step to move forward and do the work. You must repent. You must ask for forgiveness, because it does you no good just write a list and say, "These are the things I want to not do," and never ask God to help you, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and lead you into the land of plenty, into the land of more than enough. And that is what repentance does. It has a skillful tactic to take away from what is bad and bring you back to what is the promises that you have desired for you, my friend, even before the foundation of the earth. And that's why he's always trying to take us away from the bad and bring us back to what's good. And we have the aim to turn our friends and listeners. Back to the work. The I do want to enhance our listenership here on Stand for social pages to expand this listenership to bring forth what God is saying here to our fans, workers, listeners, and friends. I love you very much. I pray that you have a blessed and highly favored day. And I ask that if you have any concerns, if you want us to continue to request, even your testimonies, I love to see what God has done for people in this day and time. It encourages our soul as we trust God and as we move, breathe, and live in our being. It just encourages to know that God is still on the throne. So definitely send a testimony. God has brought you through, whether it's in the year 2020, to encourage those in the year 2021 to send forth your word at gmail.com. May you stay blessed, stay under the presence of the Lord. And until we meet again, my friend, I'm excited you came here and to hear what thus said the Lord here on Send Forth Your Word. For those who are first-time visitors to Send Forth, please do not let this be your last. Come back and hear what thus said the Lord again and be blessed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen.